You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady.
Hey there.
How are you today, Pam? I'm
doing pretty good.
You know,
pretty
this
good.
Wouldn't be a regular show if we didn't ask you a report on the bees.
On the bees, yeah. I was just talking to Steve about it this morning, and, you know, we started the summer out with 10 hives, mm-hmm. and right now we have 9 that are still going. One of them kind of petered out on us, and he thinks it's because the queen, you never know what happens. I mean, it's like mm-hmm. kind of like livestock, except in this case, they're free to do whatever they want. You know, they come and go, and you help them as they can, but, you know, they are mm-hmm. wild insects, basically. And, you know, a bee only lives maybe 35 to 45 days. You know,
oh,
that's their
it?
Lifespan
okay.
in the summertime. The winter bees, of course, they last for many, many months, 5-6 months.
Okay.
But if you lose a queen and she's not producing, she's not making eggs, because that's what she does all day long,
okay.
is put eggs into the different cells. And so within 35, 45 days,
it's gone.
She hasn't replenished the hive, and they just kind of boop, 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 boop. Dwindle. And, you know, a lot of times if things are not going well, they'll try to make a new queen, you know, and
okay.
they feed her the royal jelly, and they treat it very special. When you see a mm-hmm. queen cell, you recognize it. Kind of reminds me of a peanut, the shape of the cell. It's real big. And but if they don't, they kind of peter out. So
mm-hmm. Now, could I ask you a question? Was that the hive that last time you were in, you know, they had fallen to the ground, and then you put in a new one? You remember that conversation?
Yes, it is. It's that hive.
That didn't mm-hmm. make it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So there's a couple more that aren't really very strong. And so what he'll probably do is take and add those before winter to one of the strong hives. You know, just take all the bees and connect them. There's a way that we do it. If we do it, I'll tell you about it. To join with a strong hive, because he's not sure if the two weaker ones will make it through the whole winter or not.
Okay.
So goldenrod is out. They're busy collecting goldenrod, and that's about the last big plant that comes out. So mm-hmm. after that, then he'll probably have to start feeding them a little bit. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow, interesting. At which point now is the honey harvest getting closer?
Oh, yeah. Sometime early September is when we'll probably harvest. Yeah.
Right around the corner.
Yep. It's coming real close. And one of the hives, they all have a name so that when we're talking about them, we know what. And this particular one, its name is Grandma. It was one of the first two original hives that we ever had. And it is a strong, whopping, healthy hive. And that one has 4 what we call supers on it. So you've got the 2 big boxes. They're called brood boxes. That's where the queen is, and they have the eggs and the pollen and stuff, and there's honey down in there. And then there's additional supers that you put on top of them, and that's full of honey that we get to keep. And, yeah, 2 would be a good, healthy summer. Mm-hmm. And we have a few that have 3, and this one has 4 on top
wow.
of it. So that one's going strong. So we can't wait to harvest. Yeah.
Wow.
I think we'll have quite a bit of honey.
Neat.
Yeah.
Neat. So that's your bee update for
yep.
this week. It's interesting, though. People talk about that after the show.
Yeah.
We hear out front, so.
Yeah. We have fun talking about them at home, too, you know.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Well, as far as real estate, how are sales this week?
As I usually do, I pulled the printout of the Hastings area right before I came. And today when I printed it out, it went into a second page, which to me was very encouraging.
Hasn't done that for how long?
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah. And so just in the last 30 days, well, right now, there are about 40 active, which is higher than it's been, you know, from as I look back, you know, the last few months. And my word, there's like a whopping 45 that are in pending right
Holy
now.
Holy smokes.
45. So that means there have been a lot of sales, and three that have closed in the last 30 months. So there's a lot waiting to close right now. So, and there's eight that are coming soon. So it's pretty healthy right now. Mm-hmm. Good, healthy market. Yeah.
Is it slowing down, do you think?
Well, I was talking with the other agents in the office, and I think the consensus is that not necessarily that it's slowing down, but it just is feeling a little bit more toward normal. Okay. You know, if you see a house and whatever it's listed for, you're not automatically thinking, oh, I'm going to be in multiple offers and mm-hmm. we're going to have to offer a whole lot more. It just feels a little bit more like normal. Now, and I qualify that, though, saying that I also do a lot in the cities, you know, Apple Valley, Eagan, mm-hmm. Rosemont, Farmington, Burnsville. And I would say it's still a little hotter there as far as competition goes. So, mm-hmm. And the interest rates, you know, of course, are staying real nice. The last rate sheet update that I got, the highest rate was 3%, 15-year fixed was listed at 2.375. So
can buy you a lot
fantastic.
Of house.
Fantastic, yeah. And we've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. How much more house you can get with a lower interest rate. So yeah.
Good.
Oh yeah. And speaking of houses. You had asked me earlier, you know, if I wanted to talk about anything that I've got. Mm-hmm. And I've got one that just this weekend now is coming live in Lakeville. And I might have talked about it once before they were getting ready to come on. But this is a really, really nice house. And it was built in the late 80s. But it's been just meticulously cared for. And they've got five bedrooms. And it's on a cul-de-sac. You know, that Lakeville School District, a lot of people want to be part of that. And it's got four bedrooms up on the upper level. So if you've got kids, sometimes I know you want that. So mm-hmm. That's listed at $449, which I think is a pretty good price for a house like that. It's nice.
Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Well, you just give me a call. 651-319-1298.
Okay. And if you're driving, 651-437-2121. That's your Hastings Edina Realty office. And just ask for Pam.
Yep.
So, well, Pam, our topic of the week, and I said I'm not even going to ask you about this off air because this is really has to be one of our more intriguing ones in all these years. Fixture feuds.
Yep.
What the heck is fixture feuds?
Well, you know, it's the funniest thing because you can have a deal on like a $375,000 home, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you come down to the final walkthrough and then you're walking through and you're going, wait a minute, they took the bidet in the bathroom or they took the porch swing that we were so in love with, or they took whatever.
Really?
You know, the beautiful living room curtains, you know, that we really, okay. really liked. And, yeah, people have actually taken the toilet, you know.
No.
That's not no. common, but, yeah, you know, in different countries do it different, and, you know, different states do things differently, too. You know, you're whatever region that you're mm-hmm. in, you know, has different expectations. But I was just going to talk about, I actually brought
it's surprising. I've never, you know, one would have thought that when you walk through a house and whatever you see, except for furniture and pictures, that's what stays.
Yeah.
I'm learning something today.
Well, I mean, it is a broad assumption for okay. most people that your toilet, for example,
well,
would
for
stay.
God's sakes, or your fixtures, or your.
But there are gray areas that
really?
You just don't always know, and there may be two totally different sets of expectations. So the bottom line that I want everybody to come away from this is, if it's important to you, put it in writing. And you can't go overboard on clarity, both with things that you do want to stay and things that you don't want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes, for example, an old freezer in the basement. Now, I've been in some basements that the freezer I looked at and I thought, ew, there's no way I would want to put any of my food in that thing. Who knows when it, you know, was built or made. And the buyers probably would feel the same way. There have been examples where my buyers, there was an old freezer and it was like all rusted on top and, you know, stuff like that. So they put specifically in the purchase agreement, freezer will be removed prior to closing.
Mm-hmm.
Where the seller was probably thinking, well, you know, we've been using that since 1930 and it works just fine, you know, whatever. We'll do you a favor and leave it for you.
We'll do you a favor.
So somebody described it this way, what comes with the house and what doesn't, you know. Generally speaking, if it's permanently attached to the house, it stays.
I'm just baffled yet, Pam, I'm sorry, that somebody would take their bidet, their toilet, for gosh sakes.
And I'll tell you another example. I was reading an interesting article. This is in the Realtor magazine, and it was a final walkthrough, and they were coming, and there was this hole in the ground. You know, the dirt had been dug up and replaced with some fresh dirt, and there was this tiny little tree there. And the buyers were like, wait a minute, there was a mature apple tree here the last time we were here. Well, the sellers had this a very sentimental connection to this tree. Apparently, son's ashes were buried, you know, by it or something. And they dug it up and took it with them. Now, you clearly are not supposed to do that.
And yeah, that's pretty permanent.
Yeah, that would be pretty permanent.
Yeah. One would think, anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So in order to kind of prevent a lot of the questions, the purchase agreement itself has a very long paragraph. And I tell you, every time they update the form, this paragraph gets longer. It's funny. It's longer than it was the last time they updated the forms. But I was just going to kind of go through the things that are according to the contract, you leave. And one person, in fact, described it this way. Imagine you take your house and you turn it upside down and give it a good shake.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that falls out goes. Everything that stays, stays.
Now, you're assuming that when people think of that, they're thinking of it in a common sense way?
Yeah.
I'm attached to my toilet. I'm going to loosen the screws so it falls out. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of gray areas. I was just thinking about my house. If I, you know, eventually someday we'll probably sell it. And I went to IKEA and I measured. We had this little alcove. It's just a hair over 3 feet wide and about 2.5 feet deep, and our ceilings are whatever the standard 8-foot ceilings, mm-hmm. I think. And so I got this wardrobe, almost custom because it was exactly, I mean, if you looked at my wall, it kind of looks like it's part of the wall because it just fits so perfectly,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, but it's freestanding, right?
Okay.
You can pick it up and move it if you want.
Yep.
But we followed their directions because I have grandchildren that come to my house and the doors open, and there would be a possibility, because it goes almost to the ceiling, that a kid climbs up it and it falls over. So they have these special attachments where you can screw it to the wall,
mm-hmm.
to hold it, you know, so mm-hmm. it doesn't tip, an anti-tip thing.
Whoops.
So is it now a permanent part of the house or not?
Mm-hmm.
So I would not consider it a permanent part of the house, although it's so uniquely fits there that I probably would leave it. But
mm-hmm.
See, there's a perfect example of a gray area.
Yeah.
Do you leave your swing set? You know, you have a nice built-in swing set, you know, the permanent set. Well, do you want to hear what the purchase agreement says you're going to do about these things?
Yes.
Okay. and I'm just going to flat out read some of it because I think it's kind of interesting. Of course, mm-hmm. I'm a geek and I like reading contracts.
Well, nobody in all these years have talked about this at all ever.
Oh, really?
This is interesting.
Oh, and it's such a big deal with just about every purchase that you make. There's always a little bit of talking back and forth. You try to anticipate things.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, okay, well, one of the things that it says is that now this is understood that it comes with the purchase agreement at no extra cost. Shall include, I'm just going to, but not limited to the following, okay? Garden bulbs, plants, shrubs, trees, lawn watering systems, in-ground pet containment systems, sheds, play sets. So play sets are assumed that they stay unless it's specifically excluded.
Mm-hmm.
Storm sashes, storm doors, screens, awnings, window shades and blinds, traverse, curtain and drapery rods. So basically, I see a lot of times it says window fixtures, mm-hmm. you know, in the purchase agreement. You really shouldn't have to because it's on the contract already.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's better to be clear about that. Plumbing fixtures, garbage disposal.
It's funny we even have to say some of that stuff.
Yep. Well, your water softener, your water treatment systems, the water heater, air exchange systems, your radon or vapor intrusion remediation systems, sump pumps, TV antennas. Now, I thought that was interesting. Yeah. And now this is interesting. The TV wall mounts stay, but the TV itself you can keep.
Right.
So that's, carpeting, doorbells,
thermostats. Carpeting, I want the carpet.
Yeah. So it's good that these things are, listed for you. And then, now, if it's built in... Okay, permanently part, dishwashers, fridge, wine and beverage refrigerators, trash compactors, ovens, cook stoves. But like your refrigerator, you can just pull that out, like when you're cleaning it. I think it's on wheels.
Yes, yep.
That is not a permanent thing.
That could go.
That can easily be removed. So that's why you have to list refrigerator, stove, washer, dryer, dishwasher, microwave. Those are the common things that you list because they're not permanently part of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. Well, you know, this has been so interesting. I have a lot of questions, but I'm not going to be able to ask them.
Oh, just give me a call.
I was just going to say, if people have questions about that, how can they get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
And, you know, the kind of the consensus here might be that use common sense in this, folks.
Use common sense and clarity.
And clarity. But always have it written down.
Yes.
You're right. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate. Thank you, Pam, on AM 1460, KDWA, FM 97.7, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our realtor today, Pam Collins, again, if you want to get a hold of Pam, 651-319-1298 or 651-437-2120. This is KDWA Hastings.